What specific problem does the proposed method aim to solve according to the paper?
The proposed method aims to address the limitations faced by large language models, LLMs, in mathematical reasoning tasks, specifically focusing on the hallucination issue in numerical calculations. The paper introduces the program of Thought-POT framework and program-aided language, PAL, models, which incorporate an external code interpreter to handle precise numerical and symbolic computations. These frameworks aim to mitigate the challenges associated with ILM's intrinsic calculation errors and enhance their accuracy and reliability in complex reasoning tasks. Additionally, the method aims to improve the natural process of mathematical problem solving by allowing for reassessment and potential alteration of solution paths upon encountering mistakes or dead ends, which is not typically reflected in existing approaches like chain of thought, COT, and POT frameworks.
How does the proposed method or algorithm work, and illustrate it step by step?
The proposed method utilizes the Monte Carlo Tree Search, MCTS, algorithm integrated with a large language model, LLM, to enhance mathematical reasoning capabilities without human annotated solutions. The process involves multiple rounds of training and inference strategies. 1. Initialization. The approach begins with pre-training an LLM as the policy model, and adding an auxiliary linear layer for the value model. The value model's parameters are randomly initialized to predict values close to zero initially. 2. Training method. From the MCTS tree constructed in each round, two solution paths are sampled for correct and incorrect final answers. A multi-task loss function updates both the policy and value models based on the negative log, likelihood loss for token prediction and value prediction for correct and incorrect solutions. 3. Inference. During inference, the model employs different strategies like greedy decoding, step-level beam search, and MCTS. The step-level beam search involves generating actions based on the value LLM, re-ranking them, and selecting the best actions iteratively. This method allows for a practical streaming output of each step. 4. Analysis. The model's performance is evaluated across rounds and inference strategies. The MCTS algorithm demonstrates improved problem solving rates for challenging problems in subsequent rounds. The step-level beam search with varying beam sizes shows enhanced performance, with larger beam sizes reducing problem-solving duration. 5. Value model. The value model assesses the correctness of intermediate steps, guiding the LLM in generating subsequent reasoning steps. The distribution of Q values for correct and incorrect solutions in the MCTS process is analyzed, showing a skew towards 1 for correct solutions and -1 for incorrect solutions. Overall, the method iteratively trains the policy and value models using MCTS, enhances problem-solving rates, and leverages the value model to improve reasoning capabilities autonomously, without relying on human annotated solutions or external datasets.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using the proposed method as outlined in the paper?
The theoretical benefits of using the proposed method outlined in the paper include the integration of the value model with the generative model, allowing for a more comprehensive evaluation of the generated text during the decoding process. This integration enhances the decoding strategies, such as step-level beam search and Monte Carlo tree search, MCTS, leading to more efficient and effective problem-solving processes. Additionally, the method leverages the strong linguistic capabilities and mathematical knowledge of the base model through question-answer pairs, Q&A pairs, data, eliminating the need for human annotated solutions or reliance on high-quality models like GPT-4. Practically, the proposed approach enables the generation of detailed solution processes autonomously, without the need for human annotations, reducing the associated costs and scalability issues. The method also showcases competitive or superior performance compared to state-of-the-art models on large language models, LLMs, like 7B LLMs, demonstrating its effectiveness in enhancing mathematical reasoning capabilities. Furthermore, the iterative training strategy employed in the method allows for continuous improvement of the policy and value models, leading to significant enhancements in solving challenging mathematical problems across different datasets. Overall, The proposed method offers a more efficient and cost-effective way to enhance the reasoning capabilities of LLMs in mathematical problem-solving tasks, making it a valuable approach for advancing the field of mathematical reasoning using language models.
How is the method validated or tested according to the paper?
The method proposed in the paper is validated and tested through a series of experiments and analyses. The authors utilized the math dataset to evaluate the success rate of the Monte Carlo Tree Search, MCTS, algorithm across different rounds, categorizing problems by difficulty level and subject type. They also conduct experiments to explore the performance of the model under various inference strategies, including greedy decoding, step-level beam search, and MCTS. The results show a general increase in performance with additional rounds of training across all strategies, both in-domain and out-of-domain test sets. Additionally, the authors compare their approach with strong proprietary and open-source models, as well as supervised fine-tuning models that utilize an external Python code interpreter. The paper presents detailed analyses on the problem, solving rate of MCTS, the inference strategy performance, and the role of the value model in facilitating solution generation. The validation process involves training the policy and value models iteratively through multiple rounds of MCTS, with the policy model being employed for inference during greedy decoding. The results demonstrate an enhancement in performance for challenging problems in the math and Gaokao 2023 datasets, showcasing the effectiveness of the proposed method in enhancing the mathematical reasoning capabilities of large language models without human annotated solution processes.
What results were achieved with this new method in the experiments conducted?
The new method achieved significant results in the experiments conducted. Specifically, after three rounds of Monte Carlo Tree Search, MCTS, and training both the policy and value models, the approach demonstrated an enhancement of over 20 points for challenging problems in the math and Gaokao 2023 datasets, and an improvement of more than 10 points for grade school math problems. The method showcased competitive or superior performance compared to state-of-the-art models on 7B large language models, LLMs, without relying on human annotated solutions or GPT-4. Additionally, the approach showed an increase in performance with additional rounds of training across all strategies, including greedy decoding, step-level beam search, and MCTS, for both in-domain and out-of-domain test sets. The step-level beam search strategy, with an increase in the beam size B_1, exhibited enhanced performance, while MCTS showed the highest performance but with significant time consumption and computational inefficiency. The method also demonstrated success in solving more challenging problems in subsequent rounds, showcasing an improved capability to solve a broader array of problems across different subjects.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the proposed method based on the paper?
The limitations or drawbacks of the proposed method based on the paper include 1. Computational intensity. The Monte Carlo Tree Search, MCTS, algorithm utilized in the method demands substantial computational resources and time, making it impractical for real-world deployment due to its inefficiency. 2. Training data size. The training set used in the study consists of only 15,000 question-answer pairs without any human annotated solution processes, which may limit the model's ability to generalize to a broader range of mathematical problems. 3. Inconsistency in performance. The method's performance improvement in later rounds of MCTS training is not consistent across different difficulty levels and subjects, with a decline in performance observed for easier problems in some cases. 4. Limited exploration of inference strategies. While the study explores various inference strategies like greedy decoding, step-level beam search, and MCTS, it does not extensively delve into the comparison and optimization of these strategies for different scenarios. 5. Dependency on pre-trained models. The effectiveness of the proposed method heavily relies on the quality and extent of pre-training of the large language models, LLMs, which may restrict its applicability to scenarios where such pre-trained models are not available or of lower quality. 6. Complexity of value model integration. The integration of the value model with the generative model introduces additional complexity to the decoding process, potentially leading to challenges in model training and inference. 7. Limited external dataset usage. The method does not incorporate external datasets beyond the GSM 8K and math datasets, which could restrict the model's exposure to a diverse range of mathematical problem-solving scenarios. 8. Limited exploration of beam search parameters. While the study discusses the impact of varying beam sizes in the step-level beam search, it does not extensively explore the optimal parameter settings for different problem types or complexities. 9. Scalability concerns. The iterative training approach employed in the method may face scalability challenges when applied to larger datasets or more complex mathematical reasoning tasks. 10. Lack of human, annotated solutions. The method's reliance on autonomously generated detailed solution processes through MCTS may lead to potential inaccuracies or biases in the generated solutions, especially in cases where human expertise or supervision is crucial for accurate problem solving.